Cristiano and Leo. The Race to Become the Greatest Football Player of All Time by Jimmy Burns. Read by Simon Darwin. Prologue. April 2017. Real Madrid and FC Barcelona square up for the latest El Clásico. As the minutes tick away to kickoff, a capacity crowd of over 81,000 is packed into Real Madrid's sizzling Bernabeu Stadium, while a global audience of 600 million watches and listens through TVs, radios and computers in 185 countries, across every time zone on the planet. And there, at the centre of the storm, are two players, Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi, the star attractions of the biggest club football show on earth, wearing their totemic initials and shirt numbers. Such is the interest in CR7 and LM10 in this, the 234th episode of the most legendary rivalry in football, that the attention of the 40 fixed cameras in the stadium and two super slow motion rigs are exclusively focused on them. The ongoing battle between these two hugely talented players is, of course, being played against the backdrop of one of the most enduring and politically charged rivalries in sport. It's Castile versus Catalonia. Franco versus the Freedom Fighters. Expensive Galacticos versus homegrown stars. With six rounds of games to be played, Barcelona find themselves 3 points behind leaders Madrid, who also have a game in hand. A win will bring Barcelona level on points, but defeat will allow Madrid to open up a 6-point gap at the top of the table. Cristiano Ronaldo comes out last of the Madrid players, the headliner, bouncing like a pogo stick, pristine and swaggering. By contrast, Lionel Messi comes out with his head bowed, shoulders hunched, expressionless, only briefly looking up and surveying the crowd through a black eye and from behind a beard. For him, the game comes at the end of a week of speculation that he is reaching the end of the season, battered, worn out. Barcelona's loss to Juventus in their Champions League semi-final 3 days previously has proved the players have hit a wall, and not even their talisman is able to lift the team in urgent need of regeneration. The game gets off to an explosive start. Within 2 minutes of the opening whistle, Ronaldo theatrically claims a penalty after FC Barcelona's defender Samuel Umtiti leaves a leg trailing in the box. Play on. 10 minutes later, Ronaldo tests Barcelona keeper Marc-Andre Ter Stegen with a stinging drive. Now it's Messi's turn. He nutmegs Casemiro and dribbles free in midfield before the Brazilian recovers by hacking the Argentinian down. With each player seeking to land the first blow, Ronaldo strikes again. This time, more powerfully, just inside the box, only to have his effort parried by the FC Barcelona keeper. With the pace of the match intensifying, Messi requires medical attention after Marcelo's elbow catches him in the mouth, producing a torrent of blood that looks worse than it is. And so it continues, end to end, engulfed in the roar of the crowd. Midway through the first half, Gareth Bale pressures Barca stalwart Gerard Pique into conceding a corner. Barcelona failed to clear it properly. Marcelo's deep cross is poked against the post by a stretching Sergio Ramos, and Casemiro bundles it over the line. A scruffy goal, but the Madridistas don't care. Messi is still playing with a blood-soaked bandage in his mouth, and suddenly this seems to inspire him. He collects a perfectly cushioned pass from Ivan Rakitic and accelerates into the box. The ball perfectly controlled. His small frame almost brushing the ground as he changes direction, before finding the net with a precise left-footed shot. He nearly claims a second, 5 minutes before half-time, when he pounces onto a loose ball and chips just wide of the goal. Just before the end of the half, there's time for him to somehow side-foot just the wrong side of the post from a corner. Messi means business. The second half continues in the same vein. A fierce Benzema header is saved by Ter Stegen. Paco Alcácer's toe poke is blocked by Keylor Navas in the Madrid goal. It's time for Ronaldo to come back into focus. In the 66th minute, he attempts a stretching overhead kick, which sails over the bar. Minutes later, Marco Asensio puts him through on goal, but he's off balance and blazes over. The heavyweights are still